Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I'm delighted to say we've got Paul Armfield with us here.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, yeah, refreshed from a walk.
Fantastic.
Oh, you've had to walk a long way, haven't you, just now?
No. Yes, just up the river.
And for anybody that doesn't know, Paul is a manager of Key Arts, just round the corner, across the river from us here in Newport. And I must say, in the 18 months since you've been running Key Arts, it is fantastic. You seem to have transformed it into a place that not just artists go to. Lots of people go there, don't we?
Just before the show or just after the show, every week. We
Fantastic location, great cafe.
Yep.
Loads of music, loads of theatre.
Yeah, thank you. We're trying to get as much as going as possible and to make it everybody's venue, you know, something for everyone to go to, whether it's just for food or whether it's just for a coffee or, you know, just to come and look at the exhibition or the events we have on, you know, the music or generally functions as well and weddings. All those things, you know, and the shop. It's all these things.
The shop's great for Christmas presents, actually. Some lovely jewellery in there at the moment.
Mm. Mostly local people as well, so, you know, local craftspeople. And it is absolutely brilliant. Loads of stocking fillers as well in there. It's brilliant.
I like the cafe. It's got such a lovely feel. It's very friendly in there, and the seating's nice, and you're looking out over the river. A lovely place.
I know. We've just got to get people in there. I mean, actually, it is, you know, most lunchtimes it's incredibly busy. But there's still, you know, it's amazing the amount of people who I meet who've never been in.
I've never stepped in.
Because I can understand why. Because, you know, it's an art centre and it might put some people off. And plus the fact we've got no big doors that welcome people in. You know, you have to walk into the unknown when you go in the Key.
That's a good point.
And so for a lot of people it's a little bit daunting.
Well, from the outside you wouldn't know that you've got that lovely theatre in there.
No.
The Anthony Minghella Theatre.
The Anthony Minghella Theatre, yeah, which is 20 years old this month.
Wow.
December.
Well, what I thought we could do today was just to run through some of the events that we've got, because obviously tomorrow's the 1st of December.
Mm.
And so what we'll do, we'll have a bit more music. We've got a track from Slade coming up next, and then we'll hear about what's going on over the festive season and beyond over at Key Arts.
1, 2, 3.
We'll be hearing a lot more of them over the next few weeks. That's Slade with Noddy Holder, and that was a track called Banging Man. And we're here with Paul Armfield and Mo talking all about Key Arts and what's happening over the next few weeks. So this weekend's a big one for you, isn't it?
It is. We've got loads of, as most weekends, but this weekend particularly, because we've got not only have we got the launch of our exhibition. Well, actually, that's on the 9th, but it starts to go in this weekend. We've got our Christmas fair, Christmas craft fair, which is ever popular. We're just doing it for one weekend this weekend. We tried it every weekend all weekend and weekend last year, which is probably a bit much, but this weekend we've got, you know, I think we've got a dozen craftspeople.
Fantastic.
Displaying their wares.
10 till 4, and it's free admission.
Yep.
Cafe's there if you want to, you know, people want to sit and have something to eat or have a coffee. And I remember lots of jewellery and lots of people that do sewing and cards and all sorts of things. So it's good to get a kind of unique Christmas present.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely all that. And also, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to push this year is the fact that we've got so many great events on next year. That would make perfect tickets. Would make perfect gifts for.
Brilliant idea! Yeah.
Oh yes, gift cards.
Well, not gift cards, but just buying tickets for the events.
All right. Yeah.
So you know, we've got some really good class acts coming up next year. That it would make a perfect present for.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And do the artists still have the problem of getting the ferry? You know, if they come from the mainland, I know that's always been an issue.
Well, mostly they stay with me.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they stay the night with me, and with me at my house,
and that solves that problem.
Sometimes they stay at the Key Hotel. depending on how important we think they are. No, depending on if they're, you know, if they're happy to stay with me, would they stay with me? And they, you know, we have a nice time.
And you've got a jazz night coming up as well.
We got, yeah, tomorrow night, the Jazz Cafe. And it's a really interesting thing. There's something very interesting happening on the island. There's suddenly lots of young jazz musicians. I mean, you know, and really good young jazz musicians. So one of the things that the offshoots of that is that they have just starting up now rehearsing a youth jazz orchestra on the Isle of Wight, which is really fantastic. But tomorrow night, what we've got is the Jim Thorne Trio, as well as four of these young musicians.
Excellent.
Who are playing with them, soloists. So that's going to be really, really great. And there's going to be, it's the first night we're doing our Christmas evening menu, which we do for most events.
And you've got a great new chef.
We've got a brilliant new chef, and he's doing some lovely, lovely things.
I'm just looking at the menu.
Yeah, I know. delicious things. He does this lovely rum battered fish, which is delicious.
Ooh.
He's doing all sorts, yeah.
Mm. Right, we'll have a track from Squeeze, a word from our sponsors, and then we'll talk a little bit more. The fantastic AC/DC, and that's a track called Thunderstruck, and it's 2:36 now. It's Thursday afternoon, and we're talking all about Key Arts and what a great venue it is, and all about the various activities and evenings and exhibitions that are going on there, because it's a bit like a TARDIS, really, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the people don't know what's going on in there. You know, there's so many rooms, and even when I get guests in, you know, and I show them, give them the tour, they're like, oh, this place just goes on, and it does. You know, there's some brilliant spaces in there, and including, as we said, the Anthony Minghella Theatre.
And it was all refurbished, was it 1997?
Yeah, as I say, 20 years ago. That's why the Minghella Theatre's 20 years old in December, yeah.
And it's run as a charity?
It is a charity, yeah. And it's, and 40 years old now, the Key.
Is it really?
As an arts centre, as a charity. The Steve Ross Foundation for the Arts is the charity.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because we said that the challenge is to get people, I think, perceive Key Arts as a kind of a bit of a middle class arty sort of place, when actually
they may do.
It
isn't.
Is it?
No, and
it's that perception.
As soon as we get the events, you know, that do capture the interest. So when we have talks, local talks or whatever, and you get different people in for that, you know, they love it. They come in and they feel it. They say, oh, what a lovely place, you know. And the free films on the Saturday afternoons that we show, you know, it's an older audience that come into that, and they come in for the free films and they love it, you know. So we're broadening that audience all the time and trying to get, like I say, trying to get all different types of people in and put things on for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
There's not many places that you can go and see a film for free, is
there? No, or music for free. You know, we put a lot of free music on as well. And a lot of free things. So and the exhibitions are always free.
Yeah,
so,
the exhibitions are great. I mean, you've had some amazing exhibitions this year, haven't you?
We've had this year has been fantastic. From the Richard Long, you know, is one of the sort of most famous artists on the planet, really, at the moment. Having him come and create a painting on the wall with mud from the Medina was amazing. You know, that was a real coup.
And we've got some really talented local artists like Marius von Brasch, who's exhibiting at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, his exhibition is just about to come down, but you've got a few more days to see it, I think. And then that's replaced by an open exhibition, which is lots of local people, and not just local, but mostly local people, who've contributed on the theme of winter. So, because I wanted to make it, you know, you can't really do Christmas because then you have to take it down the minute you're finished.
That's true.
You know, it's a minute it's gone. So winter was a broader thing that can carry on over into January.
Excellent.
Until the next exhibition. And
okay, we'll have a bit more music and a word from our sponsors, and we'll talk a little bit more. That's Colin Blunstone, and it's a track called "I Don't Believe in Miracles." And we're just talking about all the events that are happening at Key Arts across the road with Paul Armfield, our special guest this afternoon. And is there anything in particular, Paul, that you want to mention? I know you've got
sorts of things. All sorts of things. Well, we've got Matthew Southern Comfort, who people might remember from the song Woodstock, which was a massive hit in the 70s. It's Ian Matthews, who was one of the founder members of Fairport Convention. They're coming on the 6th, so that's a massive coup getting them down. We've also got a couple of different events coming up over Christmas. We've got the Key Disco, and the date escapes me, actually, which is a shame. It's our original Key Disco that used to take place in the 80s is coming back, and we're doing it as a really great night where you can have a Christmas meal, a three-course Christmas dinner, enjoy it, go to the disco, and it's £25. It's going to be a great night out there.
Fantastic.
And we're doing the same later in the month. We're doing the same with Toca Bonito, the wonderful eight-piece Latin band we're doing, so the three-course meal. That's followed by the band.
Is that the one on the 22nd?
That is on the 22nd, yeah.
Excellent.
And we changed the date of the Key Disco, so it's not the date that's on here. So I should have brought it with me, shouldn't I? I should have been prepared.
I haven't even got it here. I'm looking at other things
Events. And so we got that coming up. We got all sorts. We got the New Year's Eve party, which is going to be great. We got the Charles Dickens events that we've got.
You've got to mention that.
You've been in it.
And, I'm performing in that.
And your Kevin is
Kevin Wilson
has made that happen and written the play, I believe, hasn't he?
He has. Adapted A Kind of Christmas Carol. So it's not the usual Christmas Carol you're going to see. It's a bit of a farcical type of thing. It's going to be good.
And that's on the 7th and the 8th, and you can have your Christmas dinner beforehand as well.
And on the 29th is the LGBT night quiz as well this month. Or next month.
That's right. And then Kevin's also doing a Dine with Dickens, where you can have dinner for £22.50. You have a really nice Christmas dinner with goose and all sorts of going.
Oh, lovely.
And Kevin's going to be Charles Dickens, which is...
And he's excellent at that.
Yes, and there's going to be an award for the Best Dressed Victorian. So get your Best Dressed Victorian gear on and get down there.
So what have we got to look forward to for next year?
Next year's really looking exciting, because not only have we got a load of really, some fantastic acts coming up in terms of music and theatre. We've got some brilliant theatre coming up too. But we've got the main theme of for the early part of the year and later in the year is Hidden Heroes. It's a project that we've done with along with the museums on the island to celebrate what we think is unique and great about the island. It's not a definitive list, it's a conversation starter. So we've got seven hidden heroes right from
Joe Carstairs.
Carstairs is in there, yeah. We've got Reverend William.
The website will have all the
details. It's got them all on. William Fox, what about? Yeah, the Reverend William Fox, the dinosaur man. So he goes right from dinosaurs right until modern day technology. And it's seven people that has been chosen. We're going to be having an exhibition of artifacts borrowed from the various museums, as well as commissioned works, as well as borrowed items and all sorts about these, and that's going to be our exhibition in the new year, and that's going to be accompanied by various talks by local historians about these hidden heroes.
Excellent.
And about some of the other hidden heroes that
it's really interesting looking at the hidden history and the heritage of the Isle of Wight, isn't it? Because that's something that you can do an internet search, but you can't beat going and actually sitting and listening to somebody that's really passionate about
absolutely
history
not.
And talk about.
I think the list of people that we've chosen, one thing that you'll that is common to them all is they're all mavericks and trailblazers.
Yes,
and there's a lot of that on the island. It's a very influential, inspirational place, and that comes through, I think, in the figures that we've chosen, and something certainly something we want to be promoting next
definitely
year, about what's great about the island. What is it that inspires you? What is it about the place that inspires you? What is it about your heroes that inspires you? What is it about the place that inspired your heroes?
It's funny, Paul, because this is a subject that crops up. It's cropped up with lots of our guests, and that's about the creativity of the island as a place, and why people come here and they enjoy writing poetry or making music or sewing or whatever it is. And it seems to kind of spark that creativity in people. I don't know why that is, but we've heard that lots of times, haven't we, Mo?
We have,
guests
indeed,
that have come in and said, there's something very positive about the island, sort of very positive
energy.
Absolutely. And you know, the amount of visitors we have who you know sort of always ask that question, is everybody here creative, you know?
Do,
because
really?
It seems almost everybody you meet is doing something.
Yeah, definitely
creative.
Okay, so if people want to get in touch with you, Paul, they can have a look on Facebook and follow you on
Facebook, and they can go on Key Arts website, where there's, you know, the all the things that are there. I mean, the thing I have to say that it's a good problem, but the thing that we struggle is keeping up with everything, because you know we've got so many things going on to get, make sure they're all on the website, all on, you know, we're constantly chasing our tail with it. One day we'll catch up, because you know we're a small team, but with the lows going on, so we do try and keep everything updated on there, and at the moment we're trying to populate it with all the events that we've got coming up next year, because we've got things booked until right, you know, up to next December.
And you're looking to refurbish. Did I see a sign saying you're going to refurbish the toilets?
I'd say 20 years ago there was the last time they were done. They're in desperate need of refurbishment. We've had a very, very lovely sponsor who sponsored a quarter of the money that's involved.
Wow.
We need roughly about 20,000
to
do the toilets. And so we're looking to raise the rest. So if anybody comes, they can stick we've got a special collection pots where you can spend a penny or more, preferably more. So there'll be a... we're hoping that by the end of December we'll have enough to get them done in the new year.
Okay, and we hope you have a really, really busy Christmas period and lots of new visitors and lots of new faces in the cafe. And hopefully you can come in again next year and talk to us about the Hidden Heroes project.
Because I'd love to.
Something that I'm keen to get involved in, and I know James and Judith, who do a show on a Wednesday afternoon, are also keen to get involved in, and we will be talking about the Hidden Heroes as well here on Vectis Radio. So
brilliant.
It'd be great to link up when it comes to that project. Thank you very much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And pleasure all mine. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for everything you've done over at Key Arts. And if you've not been in Key Arts before, go in and have a piece of cake and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. And it's got a lovely warm feeling.
And do you know what I like about it? Free newspapers.
Free newspapers, yes.
Right, we'll leave it there. And
thank you. And free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yes.